Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. And today is the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops. Today is January 26, 2023. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance. The caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ. Like St. Paul and St. Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Thomas Aquinas described the effect of receiving Holy Communion. He says, the blessed sacrament should inflame us with desire for our Lord and inflame our hearts with charity and make us godlike. The fervor of charity is its actual effect. These are its effects unless we put up obstacles. One Holy Communion is enough to make us saints. Saint Maria Goretti received Holy Communion only 5 times in her entire life, and she became a saint. Why is it then that we do not become saints after so many Holy Communions? Saint Thomas explains that Holy Communion benefits those who receive our Lord in a state of grace, more or less, according to the measure of their devotion. He explains why the effect of this sacrament is received according to the condition of the receiver. To our level of devotion, our reverence for and appreciation of the Most Blessed Sacrament will help or hinder the effects we get from our Holy Communions. If we were more reverent towards and grateful for the Most Blessed Sacrament, our Holy Communions would be more fruitful. Permit me, dear divine Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart, with its tenderest affections, may acknowledge your infinite love. So as we begin, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. My Lord, I come to do your will.
The Memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus Bishops, and the Scriptures for today. Reading 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers day and night. I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy as I recall your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and that I am confident lives also in you. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. But do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner, for his sake. But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. and Paul, a slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's chosen ones and the recognition of religious truth in the hope of eternal life, that God, who does not lie, promised before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you might set right what remains to be done, and appoint presbyters in every town as I directed you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Reclaim God's marvelous, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, is a lamp brought to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. He also told them, take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Timothy, and Titus. By the time I was born, my mother had already begun investigating the Catholic faith, and she decided to name me after St. Timothy. Growing up, I did not understand that, but I certainly was called Tim, Timothy, Timmy even. Though it was my middle name, I actually thought Timothy was a sissy name, so when I got older, I preferred my first name, Donald. Donald comes from the Celtic language, meaning chief. When I began to really take a strong look at my Catholic roots in the latter 1970s, I began to discover who St. Timothy was, and I began to appreciate my mother's reason for naming me after St. Timothy. The name Timothy comes from the Greek meaning honoring God or honored by God, which certainly means a lot to me now. St. Timothy was born near Lycaonion, which was located in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, who became a Catholic convert through the teaching of St. Paul. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, St. Paul writes to St. Timothy. He says, I am reminded of your faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Being brought up Jewish, St. Paul also wrote Timothy, and that's from infancy. You have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The faith that Timothy was taught came from the Jews, so the Old Testament scriptures were what St. Paul was speaking of. But Timothy received the oral teaching of the New Testament from St. Paul. St. Paul visited Lystra about 50 A.D., finding Timothy being well respected in the community. At this point, St. Paul invited Timothy to travel with him on his journey spreading the gospel. It was through the authority of St. Paul that Timothy was ordained to the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 14 through 16 states, do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophetic utterance, when the council of elders laid their hands upon you. Practice these duties, devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Hold to that, for by doing so, you will save yourself and your hearers. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 6-7 reiterates the importance of priestly succession, stating, St. Paul says, hence I remind you to rekindle the gift of God which is within you through the laying of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. With this foundation, both Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice, Timothy's mother, also became believers in the Catholic faith. St. Timothy would become the first bishop of Ephesus and a contemporary of St. Ignatius of Antioch and St. Polycarp from Smyrna, who was ordained through the authority of St. John the Apostle. St. Thomas, according to tradition, witnessed the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. According to St. John Damascene, in 675, he writes that both St. John and St. Timothy were also present to witness the Virgin Mary's Assumption. At the age of 80, St. Timothy was given the crown of martyrdom when, in 97 A.D., he tried to stop a pagan procession dedicated to the goddess Diana by preaching the gospel. The pagans dragged St. Timothy through the streets and then stoned him to death. In his travels with St. Paul, St. Timothy co-wrote the New Testament books of both letters to the Thessalonians, 2 Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. St. Timothy is the patron saint of those with stomach disorders. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 23 states, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments." His feast day is joined with St. Titus on January 26. St. Titus was born a Greek Gentile close to Antioch. He was a master of Greek culture and philosophy until he met St. Paul. St. Titus would become a useful secretary who could interpret for St. Paul as he journeyed throughout the region. St. Titus was present at the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD, which is important because of the debate over circumcision. For Titus, that could be a vital question. St. Titus also worked to raise money to support the Jerusalem church. It is believed St. Titus might be related to St. Luke. According to tradition, St. Luke did not mention himself or his family because of his humility. St. Titus was baptized by St. Paul and then became a strong co-worker with St. Paul. St. Paul would write to Titus saying, "To Titus, my true child in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior." Like St. Timothy, St. Titus traveled far and wide with St. Paul, sharing the Catholic faith to many people. So much did St. Paul love Titus, he would write, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. He says, "When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, a door was opened for me there in the Lord. But my mind could not rest because I did not find you, my brother, Titus, there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia." According to St. Eusebius of Caesarea, St. Titus served as the first bishop of Crete. St. Paul writes to Titus saying, "To Titus, my true child in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. This is why I left you in Crete, that you might amend what was defective and appoint elders in every town as I directed you." Titus chapter 1, 4 and 5. St. Titus did just that, as he appointed priests in every city and town in Crete until he died in the city of Candia. Titus has a similar story, as did St. Timothy, when he challenged the pagans who were celebrating a feast dedicated to the goddess Diana. St. Titus began to preach to the crowds, but when he recognized the pagans was ignoring him, Titus called upon the Lord Jesus to make himself real to the people. As St. Titus prayed, moving towards the idol of Diana, the people were shocked when the idol fell down and shattered at the feet of St. Titus. The pagan priests were not amused, as many people were seeking baptism. If there were any question who held the true power between God and the Father of Zeus, God the Father and Zeus, St. Titus dispels that in dramatic fashion. What would finally convert many of the pagans was when St. Titus approached the pagan temple of Zeus in prayer, and it too collapsed. The blame for the collapse appears to have been caused by an earthquake. With God, all things are possible. At the age of 97, St. Titus dies a peaceful death, as his face shone the radiance of God's glory, a bright light like the sun. St. Titus is the patron saint of the United States Army Chaplain Corps And I will say hua. As I served with many Catholic priests throughout the country, throughout the world, in my 27 years of the military, So what a blessing that has been for me. In fact, I was graced to take the Blessed Sacrament in times of battle in the absence of a Catholic priest. And what a that is a highlight of my life. And it made me feel all the more a disciple. And that's what we should all be striving for, like Timothy and Titus and all of our holy Catholic faith. We should all be disciples of our state in life. Though retired to the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility, and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him. And St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice except the poison, dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup and drank, and the drink became returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And as we began, let us close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And I encourage you to make the Mass the center of your life, to you receive the Eucharist in all honor and majesty. He invites you to receive him in the Eucharist. And to pray the rosary, to pray the rosary, to pray and invite our Lord and his mother and Saint Joseph into your home. And so with that, we will close. And good day. God bless you all. Amen.